This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Recording stopped.
It helps if that's already in there and I don't, because I never can find the file. So I'm like, then I have to like in audition, like
you can,
hit
you
record,
know what?
But
if you bring up the template that you're using in Premiere and then add it to it, then you save it back out as a template, then that file will always just be there.
Oh, I guess I could do that.
It'll be part of the template. And that's the one that we don't ever rotate that one around. That one's always Scott.
I don't even know.
I've always just done it because we're on the show. It's like, so the other two that we have, mine and yours, is like, we're already on the show.
So I guess I always use him. Yeah.
So, but I did note that you used my exit a couple of times this week. So thank you, Adam. Thank you for using
Daniel,
my exit.
You are Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Oh.
Auntie Scott is Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Why is he 3 days a week? And
he is the voice of Pride 48. But
what Sarah I think you should do Monday, Wednesday for Scott, and then Friday is Sarah Talk.
Just so that he doesn't have more days than you, I should throw in another person.
It's fine, Adam. It's fine.
I think
Mikes,
I have that one.
Mixer, Mikes, Mix, Mikes, Mixer, Mikes, Mixer, Mikes, 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 Mixers.
Hit another button. Hit another
Mark
button.
Mark your calendars, because this September 15th to 17th, Pride 48 is the place to be. Join us for our grand finale and final Mikes, Mixers.
Oh, shit.
Action. Mark your calendars, because this September 15th to 17th, Pride 48 is the place to be. Join us for our grand finale and final Mikes, Mixer.
I fixed it. It's fixed.
My God, are we off? We're off YouTube, right? Because that was a very YouTube. Embarrassing laugh. That was like a snot out the nose laugh.
I think that was kind of a funny moment. That would have been a good like TikTok.
Well, you know,
or something, but we're not. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Are you still recording? No. Are you still recording the Zoom?
No, because you just hear it say recording stopped.
No.
Well, you should.
That's lost forever. The video of that's lost forever. Because I also.
Sorry, but you know, it's fine. What was I going to say? Oh, so for our anniversary, we went to Charlie's Steakhouse. Have you ever been to like you were talking about luxury cruise lines before, like, so to me a luxury steakhouse would be like Burns, which we went to last year for our anniversary, Fleming's, maybe Morton's.
I feel like your concept of how you should eat steak is the same as Auntie Scott's concept of how you should cruise, because you're like, you've got to get the best cut of meat and it's got to be blah, blah, blah. And you just don't understand, you know, if you don't, and you can't put sauces on it or whatever.
It's dry aged steak. So yeah.
And I'm all like, no, fun. I want like fun sauces and like, you know, all that kind of stuff. I want to be entertained.
That's fine.
All that
Here's the thing. Most places that serve dry aged steaks also serve non-dry aged steak. My point is like, if you're going to do sauces and everything, don't pay the extra money for the dry aged steaks. Go with the lower cut. Anyway, my point is, Charlie's is a steak.
How dare you, Kathy Marshall?
So Charlie's is a steak place, and it was, I've been there before and it's good. I mean, they butcher their meat in house. They do dry aging there. It's an upscale steakhouse, right? You're not getting out of there for less than $400, right? You say, so, that's just what it is. So, we went there to Charlie's, and, I was so disappointed because Zach had never been to Charlie's before, and I've had some amazing meals at Charlie's.
Was this like when Mark and I were in Florida? And
every restaurant was just like not hitting it out of the park. Yeah, until the Yachtsman Steakhouse the last night. I feel like the Yachtsman Steakhouse At least we ended on a high note. I feel like that's the good. Yachtsman Steakhouse was the best of the restaurants that we'd gone to. But although you, I don't think that the tapas restaurant was bad the first
time. It wasn't. Yeah. So. I was a little traumatized because I ate everything that they brought out, including octopus.
Yeah.
Which nearly was the death of me because. It was. But I did it. So.
I feel like that's the worst thing about that tasting menu is it's so fucking much food. It's just like, oh my God, more? Wait, you're bringing more? And it's like, oh, I'm full.
It was a lot, yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? Now I've completely forgotten what I was talking about. What was
I talking about? Were saying Charlie's was a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, Charlie's
like
was a disappointment. Yeah, was it? All right,
Zach
I was
had never been there.
There you go. Thank you. I remember now where I parked my bike. By the way, probably won't do a triathlon if I can't remember where I parked my bike. But the... It was disappointing because Zach had never been there before and I had had such great meals there in the past that it was, you know, like they just didn't quite hit the mark with it. He got the Wagyu filet and it was very tender and it was very delicious, but it wasn't like the best, like we've had better filet, you know, on Disney property. So it's like, it's kind of.
It was there a bet as to how long it was going to take Daniel to compare the non-Disney restaurant to a Disney restaurant because somebody won some money there. I
don't think so.
Pretty sure. Anyway, Disney's much better. Yes.
No, I'm just saying I was disappointed with Charlie, but that's where we went. I mean, I had the dry aged ribeye, which was, it was good. With the truffle butter. So it was actually quite good. And Zach had the Wagyu, but their dessert though, they had this ooey gooey, butter cake with vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was so good. It was so ridiculously good. That's what we did for our anniversary. And then we packed, we've just been packing. Zach's been packing way more than me, but, we've just been, you know, putting things in boxes. We're leaving furniture and like minimal decorations because when the photographer comes in, we don't want him to take pictures of like empty rooms, but we're like packing up dishes and plates and, well, I guess plates are dishes and glasses and, you know, other things like that. Getting them all packed up and put in the garage and waiting for closing. And then we'll hire a mover and move things. So. Am I painting?
So if you're leaving furniture, are you going to have to hire movers twice?
No. We're going to still live here while they do the photographs. And then once they're done with the photographs, then we can move everything.
Oh, okay.
But we don't need the furniture to be here when they do the walkthroughs. We just need the furniture to be here for the pictures. Auntie Scott asked in the chat room, are you painting over Stitch's footprint? So we sent a picture of that to our realtor and I said, and with that very question, I'm like, should we, like, we have the dark blue paint. Do we just make this a dark blue accent wall or do we leave this there? And she was just like, oh, you know, it looks fun. You should just leave it. It's like painting over a wall is, you know, simple. Like that's not a, you know, people are not going to not buy a house because it's got paint on the wall that they don't like. So it's not something that people generally get hung up about. But anyway, yeah. And those Stitch footprints, by the way, were hand done by Zach. There was no template.
I've never seen any Stitch footprints because I haven't seen your house. So
every episode of Don't Do Disney Without Us is filmed in front of or shot in front of that wall that has the Stitch footprints on it. I don't watch your video. I listen to the audio. I'm just saying, if you go to our YouTube channel, any of our YouTube videos where we're in that studio, that's the wall that we're talking about.
what are you, the Aristocrafts?
Yes, WDW Aristocrafts.
Not found.
Oh my God. Just search for Don't Do Disney.
I searched Don't Do Disney and DFB Guide and Walter's World come up.
Yeah. Don't Do Disney Without Us. That's us. Okay, so we were there to do the 10K, the Chippendale 10K during the marathon weekend. That's the way.
Wow, you guys have, look how much effort you put into the video for Don't Do Disney, and then, like, you know, the shit.
What shit?
No, just kidding. I mean, you guys have like a set with, like, you know, all of your
pins and stuff.
Pins and everything back there, and like a specially painted wall with a line. Did you guys do the stripe as well?
Did.
Wow. That's not, was that for the show, or was that just something you wanted to do on that wall anyway?
No, it was for the show.
Oh, for the show.
Okay. It's for our YouTube channel. So,
I mean, you got a whole set there.
Yeah. Well, so when it was in the apartment, we had painted the wall lighter blue with a white stripe in it. And so this was just an evolution of that. So our very early videos back when we were in the apartment studio, it was a lighter blue background. And then, we went here, and then we painted the wall. We tried to paint the wall green, like do a green screen, like then we could put any background, and it just didn't work very well. So we did like one video that way. Then we painted it dark blue with the white stripe in it. And then later we decided to do the stitch, paw prints going around it. So there you go. That's the story of the YouTube studio. It also has.
So do you have a YouTube studio at the new place?
Because no, we don't. We haven't decided what room is going to be what yet. It's one of those. the great room is kind of so weirdly laid out that I can't quite see how it could be the room that we have our TV in, right? And the house has like a formal living room, so it's like it has like a living room in the front of the house that you would normally put, like, you know, and it has the big wall that you can put your TV up against and couch and everything. It's just like, we can make that. And I think that's what we'll do initially, is just make that the TV room. Also, because the great room is tiled, which means that if we put anything in there right now without rugs or carpets, it's just going to echo like crap. You know, it's like the TV will just echo forever. So we're better off in the carpeted room, at least at first, until we figure out what we're going to do. I'm probably going to talk to maybe an architect or something to see what walls we can eliminate. Like, I just don't think that the formal living room in the front of the house is the greatest
right
use of space.
Well, knocking down walls doesn't give you extra space for a studio.
Well, no, but...
That gives you less space for a studio, because then you just have one big, huge room. Unless you want the studio in the middle of...
No. What I'm saying, I want to clean up the great room. The great room is just oddly shaped. I would like the great room to be where the TV goes. I would like that to be the great room. And then that would free up the front room to be a studio if we wanted.
Remind me, does this house have a pool?
No. The complex has a pool, but the house does not have a pool.
Okay.
Why would I want a pool, Adam? I can literally...
Well, don't all houses in Florida have pools? Isn't that just a...
I can literally walk to a lake. I can literally walk to a lake and dive in.
The ocean is at my back door. Do you have... So when you were fondly talking about buying a new house, before you ever found this house, you said your dream was when you retire to be sitting on the back porch with a glass of iced tea... overlooking some green, lush, like whatever.
Yep.
Does this house do that? Do you have like a back porch with a green? I can't remember. You were like, you said on water, I think is what you said.
Yeah, I would like, but, ideally on water. No, this house, I don't think I could do. I mean, I could do a water feature, but I couldn't do like a, you know, a pond.
But there's not a view already there.
I mean, the view that is there is of some plants and a huge oak tree that's in between my backyard and my neighbor's backyard. But we can put a fence up and put more plants in there. Like, I can make it a dream. I mean, you know, the real dream is to live, you know, on the lake, on a lake. But that's just not possible with all the other things I want. Like, I could certainly buy a house on a lake if I were willing to go into the middle of Florida where nothing is around me. You know what I'm saying? And also be 20 minutes from Disney, but Disney is such a big part of our life that is a huge factor here, is that we are 20 minutes from Disney. That means that we can just head over to Disney on a Tuesday night, like after work. Like we just pop over and just watch fireworks, or we can just pop over and, you know, check out the food booths or whatever. It's like, it's just, that is what we like to do. And living that close to it makes it just really, you know, super easy. Also with the running club and stuff, and, you know, being able to meet new friends and, you know, have people to do things with, that'll be great. So, I mean, and we have a lot of friends that do park stuff, but they all live over there, right? They don't live in this area. So that means that those friends that we have, we can now do more things with because we're going to live close to them. So yeah, the whole thing is going to be great. And I think Auntie Scott asked a long time ago if this was our forever, you know, is this going to be our forever house? I don't know. I could definitely see us living there for, you know, 6 or 7 years, you know, happily, but, you know, who knows? I mean, right now there's not a better option, but.
My plan for Mark and I is we will have 6 months of the year. We will be on a cruise ship.
Yes.
3 months of the year, we'll be in a nice little cottage that we've bought on some water in the Philippines.
Okay.
So he can see friends and family in the Philippines. And then 3 months of the year, somewhere in the U.S., maybe Florida, maybe somewhere near you in Florida or on, in our compound or whatever. But 3 months of the year there, and then we'll just split it up that way. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Or I could do 4, 4, 4, like 4 on a cruise ship, 4, you know, in each place. But
I mean, yeah, you could just buy at the house next door to us.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's a great place. I'm super excited. I mean, I'm also excited about all these new developments that are coming in and right in that area, and all the new roadways that they're putting in, and it's like, at least it feels like the city of Claremont has done planning. You know what I'm saying? They're not just throwing in new housing developments with the existing roads that are there. Like, they're building new roads to connect to the expressways and stuff from these new subdivisions, you know, these new big, huge developments that they're approving. You know, they're adding in new infrastructure, which is great. That's the biggest problem with, like, you know, the Tampa Bay area is they'll just build, you know, they'll just take any given road and just build, you know, apartment complexes on all four corners without a single thought to how that's going to affect those roads. You know?
I was looking for a story that happened.
A story?
Chase.
I love to tell the story.
Oh, here it is. So I was, the other night I was on my way to, oh my God, this, okay, listen, you've got to listen to this.
God, you're doing a dance thing.
You've got to listen to this.
What?
Except it's not playing right now. It's a commercial.
Like, guys.
It just, this. Oh, sorry. That is a Joe Batanz thing. Why am I sorry? Okay, listen to him. He is ridiculous. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. Ah. What?
Started 60 miles away from here over in Oklahoma, but it was the Tawnytown police chief who ended it. And the video you're about to see shows his patrol car roll distance dash Locust Grove, Oklahoma.
Aggressive doubt that
officers tried multiple times to stop the driver of this U-Haul van. It all started in Locust Grove, Oklahoma, and continued into Arkansas through Tawnytown on Highway 412 just after 5 o'clock. Police.
Didn't he sound like the worst reporter ever? Like, they need to
sounds like he's trying to he's trying to imitate Alex Jones. And when I was like, wait, is this an Alex Jones clip that you're playing me here?
But there was a chase.
Why is your audio so echoey to me? I mean, it was during the show too. I figured that the show recording would use, like, your recording.
Am I echoey to you, or I'm playing? Yeah,
just the sounds. Like, just whatever source you were just playing that sound off of. And like earlier when you played the Too Close for Comfort theme song, and then when you played Auntie Scott's phone call, those are all just like slightly not echoey. They're like phased. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two recordings, but one is just slightly out of phase of the other. Like, we're getting the audio source twice.
It's probably my loopback settings, but I'll have to play around with it.
All right. But it sounds just that channel. It sounds like we're getting it twice.
You might be. I thought I checked and made sure that you weren't, but maybe you are. Maybe you are.
Yes, Adam, we are.
Anyway, there was a car chase. I was on my way to church orchestra or on my way home. No, that's wrong. Anyway, regardless, when I went to church orchestra, right. They said,
was this the story
guys...
that you were going to tell during contact last week?
I don't think so, because it happened this week. But the traffic was backed up.
Yeah.
And then when I got to church, a couple of people were late and they said, traffic was completely at a standstill because these cops were chasing a guy in a U-Haul and they had stopped on the highway. They had, it was a car chase that started in Oklahoma and they're in a U-Haul.
Yeah.
And they had the guy pulled over, but he wasn't getting out. And so they broke the window out of his U-Haul. And all this. And apparently they found Molotov cocktails and guns inside the stolen U-Haul.
I mean, it is Arkansas.
And it was two different guys. They said the cars went faster than 120 miles per hour during the chase. I struggle to believe that a U-Haul went 120 miles per hour. But
I mean, I would think they have a governor on them. I would think that they wouldn't.
Well, no. Maybe. But also those U-Hauls are not. Have you ever driven a U-Haul?
But wasn't he in a different car until he got to the U-Haul? And it's like maybe it was an earlier car that was going 120.
Oh, I don't know if they were in a. I don't know.
You said he smashed the window out of the U-Haul.
They smashed the window out of the U-Haul. I don't know if they were in another car ever. But
yeah, I've seen on TikTok. I've seen some cop chases of cars, and I'm just like, why are you endangering all these people? Just like. You've got a helicopter. Just let the guy go until he runs out of gas. You can just follow him in a helicopter. You don't have to like chase him through the streets.
I've never thought of that, but maybe that's about jurisdictions or something. Because if they drive,
no, it's because cops all have tiny penises and they all like to think that they're the shit. I was reading this article the other day, Adam. It was on the New York Times. You know, I do subscribe to that. And they were talking about this radio station in Palm Springs, California, called K-Gay.
K-Cock.
K-G-A-Y. So K-Gay.
Okay.
And it's a Palm Springs radio station, and it's geared towards Gen X gay men. What's happening?
I didn't remember closing the door earlier. I was like, have I been podcasting all night with the door open? But no, it's closed. Or either Mark closed it or I did close it earlier. Anyway, keep going. K-Gay.
P-W-W-O?
What? I said K-K. Keep going with your story. The door was closed. I don't know where poo came from.
No, I said... P-W-W-O. It's fine, Adam. It's fine. You don't, if you know, you know. What is that? If you know, you know.
P-W-O?
If you, yes,
I don't
P-W-O.
Know.
If you know, you know. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
You were talking about a radio station.
Oh, yeah, K-Gay.
In Palm K-Gay. Springs. Right, K-Gay. Okay.
So I go and check it out because it's a radio station for Gen X gay men. And I'm like, that's me. I'm a Gen X gay man. So I go to their online presence, K-Gay Palm Springs or something like that. You can just Google for K-Gay and it'll take you there. But I've been listening to it and it's like, I love this music. It's like every song they play, I love. It's just like going like, oh my God, this
is. And it's an online radio station because you're obviously not in Palm Springs.
Right. So. No, I mean, it's on the air in Palm Springs, but it is also streaming, you know. It's like, I love this station. It's just like, it's like totally made for me.
It's another beautiful day in the heart of the gayborhood. Ready to escape the gloom of winter? Look no further than Palm Springs, California, the LGBTQ+ paradise.
That's you.
Plan your fabulous sunny winter getaway today at visitpalmsprings.com.
Hey, you're very loud. Very loud, Adam. Very, very loud. Yeah, okay. Pull it down, 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 pull it down. Pull it, still very loud. Yeah, it's like I've liked everything on this, but here's my thing. So there's only two hosts on this radio station.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You're watching This Is Us, the last few episodes?
Yes.
Is it for the first time? It was so sad.
Spoiler.
Well, just that it was ending.
Oh, yeah, nice recovery. Anyway, so this, all right, so Adam, they only have two DJs. They only have two on-air personalities. They have a morning guy and an afternoon guy. The rest of the time, they use pre-recorded mixes from different DJs, that they intersperse their radio station branding with.
Did you email them and tell them you could help their audio?
No, Adam, what I'm saying is like, I feel like maybe we should, as part of the year of the mix, maybe we should ask them if they want a talk show, you know, late on Sunday night, or, you know what I'm saying? Just like one of those, like, hey, if you do with pre-recorded stuff, it's like, we'll give you this for free. Like, you can have a talk show. Reach out to them. Over on K-Gay, Adam.
Are you going to be our PR person?
I mean, I'd kind of like to move first. I'd kind of like to move to the new house first and get that done. But yeah, then you will do something else. Maybe then. Let's see. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't know. We finished deciding. I know I said this on Geeky Gay, but we decided what our vacations are going to be. Well, you told me I was going to talk about it earlier and then I never have. So
yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought we talked about luxury cruising.
We talked about, but we mentioned nothing about what. Oh, our well, vacation I'm sorry.
I didn't see that on, I didn't see that on the list.
It's not.
Or else I would have transferred. So where we're going to Greece.
Yeah, well, in July, we're going to Norway.
Ooh, Norway.
We're our doing the is in our seven-night Norwegian fjord cruise.
Oh, I love the fjords.
And we are on the Anthem of the Seas.
What class ship is that? Is that an Oasis class?
Oasis class. It's the same.
Does it have the Aqua Theater?
I think so.
Anthem of the Seas. No, it looks like our class. It doesn't look like, it looks like the class of the one that we were on.
Oh, right. It's not the same class as Wonder.
Right. No, this looks like the same ship that we took what were we on for our Alaskan cruise? This looks like the same ship as the Alaskan cruise ship.
Yeah, I think we might have been on the Oasis.
This has got the arm, you know, the big sky arm on it, and the doesn't have the Aqua Theater. It has the Flow Rider in the back of the ship, and
there is an ice skating rink. And I don't remember ours having an ice skate.
I think ours didn't. So this one, the Anthem, was probably newer. Anyway, so you're gonna go to Norway.
Norwegian fjord cruise
In July. Okay.
Yep. And then we are doing a little bit of a smaller ship in October.
Yeah.
For our 7-night Greek Isles cruise on the Voyager of the Seas.
I thought Mark was going to Philippines in October.
He is. So what we're doing is this cruise is from the 7th of the 14th of October.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Athens, Greece on the 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
And then he's going to fly to the Philippines on the 16th.
Ah.
And I'm going to fly home.
Got it.
Or whatever. When was there a possibility that you guys were going to be in LA? And we were talking about whether I would fly to meet you out there or something.
That's August.
Oh, that's August.
That is August. Well, the run that we're trying to get into is
this run is harder to get into than the house.
I'm sorry. It's not August. Right now. I'm sorry. It's not August. It's September. September 5th through the 8th. So it's September. So early September.
this race is harder to get in. You're closing on a house and you had an easier time closing on the house than getting into this race.
Yeah.
Have you had to send DNA?
No, like I'm saying it hasn't opened yet. It opens. Oh, it hasn't registration opened. Okay. Opens on the 13th.
I thought they were like vetting you or something. You no, made no, it no. seem like, you know,
registration opens on the,
we had to fill out the, a, you know,
registration opens on the 13th at 10 a.m. But it's a whole thing. You have to be in the waiting room before so that they'll randomly distribute you in the queue. And then, there's just a lot of people that want it. So they do that virtual queue thing and it's just random as to where you get into the queue. So we always do like every device that we have, like I'm in it on my phone, on my tablet, on my PC. I'm in it on the studio PC. I'm in it like in the cloud PC. I'm in it, Zach's in it on his PC. I've got my work laptop on it. I've got, it's like every computing device with a screen that we can possibly find. We're in that waiting room before they go. And then we go around and look and see which one has the lowest number of the queue. And then that's the one we go with. That's what it takes to get a ticket for the, cause you can, it's
well, good luck they
sell
with that.
Out. They sell it fast. Yeah. So it's like, we're hoping we get into it. If we get into it, then that means that we will be going to LA in September, the first week of September.
Meet me
and,
in September. Is that a song?
I don't know. And yeah, for the Disneyland Halloween half marathon weekend. But we're only running one race. So we'll make a week of it and we'll do the other stuff. So we'll meet you out there either before or after the race. And then it's only a 10K. So you don't have to worry. I mean,
then we'll see.
We'll
see Auntie Scott. We'll get some beef stroganoff.
Yeah, we'll see Joe Batance and Auntie Scott's.
And
left.
we'll have a taco tour.
Taco tour. We'll
with Joe Batance. Yeah. We'll go to the Magic Castle.
We'll see if we can. We'll see if Batance will let us go to the Magic Castle.
Oh, you have to dress up for the Magic Castle.
You have to have a jacket, Adam.
You have to wear a tux.
No, you just have to have a jacket. I forget if you have to have a tie. Is it jacket and tie? It may even be jacket and tie.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I mean, honestly.
I just remember we had to dress up.
Honestly, we don't have to do the Magic Castle.
No, I mean, I've done it. Yeah. Have you done it?
Yeah. I went with Nico. Nico and Joe took Nico and I.
Well, then we've all already done it. Maybe Zach hasn't done it. But
Zach hasn't done it, but he's not a
magic person.
He likes Penn and Teller because I watch Penn and Teller fool us, but he doesn't know magic, Adam. Like, do you watch Fool Us? Like, I love Fool Us.
I have watched it, but I don't currently watch it.
Most of it's on YouTube, by the way. What they do now is because the channel that they're on, which is what channel is Fool Us even on? It's on a weird.
It's like
cable
a
channel.
TLC.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's not.
But they don't necessarily have
CW, maybe CW, yeah. I think,
but they don't have streaming. Like they don't do streaming and stuff. And so what they do is every magician segment they release to that magician and allow them to post it on YouTube. So when you type in Fool Us, you can see the individual performances of Fool Us on those magicians' YouTube pages. And, it's the full show, you know, it's got the, it's not, you know, it's just that person's act, that person's segment, but it's the whole segment. It's the actual thing that aired. Anyway, my point is, it's on YouTube. You can see it easily on YouTube. But, yeah, Fool Us is...
It's on the CW and they do streaming, but...
They do streaming
with
ads.
They still, I mean, well, okay.
There's no ad-free way for me to consume it.
Okay. Because I'm looking at Fool Us on their website.
Yeah. Right, but it, here, yeah, so. And you can play it with ads, right?
You seem to have some kind of filter on.
Oh, you're right. It is echoing for you. I heard it.
But we'll see. This is going to be a busy week, Adam, because on Tuesday, the 13th, we've got to register for a race or try to register for a race. And then on Wednesday, I've got a demo software I've been working on for a long time. And then on Thursday, we have to close on a new house. And then, Friday, we have to come back and get the house photographed and start figuring out when, start hiring movers and stuff. So anyway, I need to tinkle.
Okay.
So, are you good? Do you want to keep talking? Or are we saying goodbye?
I can do either of those things. What is your preference?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Because I've got to haul stuff.
I don't have any.
In the morning to the dump and do a bunch of stuff to
all right.
Find a handyman. Now that we've been cleared to close, I can actually spend money. It's like I was scared to spend money on anything because they were.
There's no changes in your accounts or anything.
Yeah. So now that we're cleared, now I can hire the handyman that I need to come out here and fix the little things on the house before we list it.
Cool.
Anyway, all right. Well, then, Adam, have a great evening.
Chat room, good night.
Chat room, good night. Level 13, good night. And end it there.